Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Minnesota Commissioner of Education is Mary Catherine Ricker. She joins us here this morning on WCCO. Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Hey, thanks for coming on. A lot to talk about in education right now as well.
Yes.
What are you hearing from the schools right now as far as getting the students back in?
We are hearing lots of really exciting reports, quite frankly. Our schools have been working hard quite all year to offer safe in-person learning, and they have really taken to heart the mitigation measures that we need them to implement for that safety, for that health. And, I've seen reports of buses rolling through neighborhoods, and, rituals and routines and new first days of school in person, and great lessons. It's been really exciting and really joyful, quite frankly, amidst the hard work that all of our school communities have been doing to get students back in person.
I'm glad you mentioned bus drivers, Commissioner. They deserve a shout-out today.
Yeah, they sure do. We are celebrating, actually, Bus Driver Appreciation Week. And our bus drivers, actually, even when our students were in emergency distance learning, our bus drivers were actually still driving through neighborhoods, dropping off meals for students, and sometimes even offering mobile Wi-Fi hotspots for neighborhoods and our students. They've really gone above and beyond during this pandemic to meet the needs of students. So I appreciate the opportunity to just say a big thank you to all of the bus drivers across Minnesota.
Commissioner, will the standardized testing still take place?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are bound by federal law to administer the MCAs and the MCAS, and so those will happen where our students can be in person this spring.
Okay, so that's a federal mandate. I did not know that.
It is. It's part of the Every Student Succeeds Act, and the federal government does require us annually to measure where our students are at. And in the state of Minnesota, we take that responsibility seriously to see what our students are telling us about their progress in reading and math and science, because then as educators, we take what our students have told us through those tests, and we strive to better meet their needs.
How has COVID affected enrollment in our public schools here in the state?
We have seen an enrollment decline and a shift this year, particularly in our kindergarten population, we've had a number of families who have decided to either maybe keep their students out of kindergarten this year or move to an alternative setting for kindergarten this year. And we've seen patterns in other grade levels as well, but certainly the pattern was most acute in our kindergarten class this year.
How about the budget over at the state capitol? How much is education affected? What do you think they're going to give to education this year?
Well, I think the governor and lieutenant governor have a really exciting budget proposal, particularly the summer learning proposal that we put forward, that we actually need the governor has asked our legislature to work on sooner than the larger budget bill to really get that passed as quickly as possible. So our school communities and our neighborhood organizations, our community organizations can actually start planning for some really enriching summer learning for our students. And our budget bill includes not only school supports, but community supports so that our students can have those enriching summer learning experiences to really continue to address the sort of school year they've had.
Commissioner, before I let you go, any updates on high school graduations? Will they take place?
We are working really hard. And so the first thing I will say is that just like last year, we will have a graduation recognition. And we recognize that our school communities want those graduation recognition ceremonies to be as robust as possible. And so we're working very closely with school leaders, with the Department of Health, to determine exactly what that graduation guidance is going to look like.
Commissioner, thanks for coming on this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. Please take care of yourself and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, I know we will. Thank you so much, Commissioner Mary Catherine Ricker, Department of Education here in Minnesota. WCCO time is 8:17. Up next, the new Timberwolves head coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.